ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। So today we are reading from 7th canto, chapter number 1st, text 47. The chapter topic is, the Supreme Lord is equal to everyone. We read word to word. Avera anubandhan tivrena dhyanena अच्युत सताम ताम नितो पुनः हरेर पार्श्वम जगमतु विष्णु पार्षदो वैरानुबंधन तीव्रेण ध्यानेन अच्युत सात्मता नितो पुनर्हरेर पार्श्वम् जगमतुम् विष्णु पार्षदो वैरानुबंधन तीव्रेण ध्यानेन चात्मतात्मता नितो पुनर्हरेर पार्श्वम् जगमुत विष्णु पार्षदो वैरानुबंधान वैतिव्रेण ध्यानेन अच्युत सतात्मता नितो पुनर्हरेर पार्श्वम् जगमतुर विष्णु पार्षदो। प्लीज रिपीट। वैरानुबंधन तीव्रेण ध्यानेन अच्युत सात्मताम् नितो पुनर्हरेर पार्श्वम् जगमतुर विष्णुर पार्षदो। वैरानुबंधन तीव्रेण आवरेणात्मताम् नितो पुनर्हरेर पार्श्वम् जगमतुर विष्णुर पार्षदो। वैरानुबंधन तीव्रेण ध्यानेन अच्युत सात्मताम् नितो पुनर्हरेर पार्श्वम् जगमुर विष्णुर स्व पार्षदम्। वैरानुबंध तीव्रेण ध्यानेन अच्युत सात्मताम् नितो पुनर्हरेर पार्श्वम् जगमतुर विष्णुर पार्षदो। वैष्णवीस माताजी, वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग। वैरानुबंधन बॉन्ड ऑफ हैट्रेड, तीव्रेण कंसिस्टिंग ऑफ एक्यूट, ध्यान बाय मेडिटेशन, अच्युत सात्मता टू द एफल्जेंस ऑफ द इनफेलेबल लॉर्ड, नितो अटेन, पुनः अगेन, हरेर ऑफ हरि, पार्श्वम द प्रॉक्सिमिटी, जगमतुम दे रीच, विष्णु पार्षदो द गेट कीपर एसोसिएट ऑफ विष्णु। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद। शिल प्रभुपाद की जय। ट्रांसलेशन। दिस टू एसोसिएट्स ऑफ लॉर्ड विष्णु, जय एंड विजय, मेंटेन अ फीलिंग ऑफ एनमिटी for a very long time because of always thinking of Krishna in this way, they regain the shelter of Lord, having returned home back to Godhead. Purport. Whatever their position, certainly Jay and Vijay always thought of Krishna. Therefore, at the end of the Maushal Leela, these two associates of the Lord return to Krishna. There is no difference between Krishna's body and Narayan body. Therefore, although they visibly entered the body of Krishna, they actually re-entered Vaikuntha Loka as the doorkeepers of Lord Vishnu. Through Lord Krishna's body, they returned to Vaikuntha, although they seemed to have attained Sayujya Mukti in Krishna's body. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivashadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Ram Ram Hare 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 Krishna. We all welcome all of you in this everyday Srimad Bhagavatam class, and I especially thank to His Grace Asim Krishna Prabhu who have given me the opportunity to render service, to read and to tell about my opinion about our Acharya's opinion about Srimad Bhagavatam. So the scene is going like this. The Yudhishthir Maharaj and Narada, both where communication was going on, where Yudhishthir Maharaj is asking the question to Narad Muni, that how this Shishupal, who has developed the enmity attitude towards Supreme Personality of Godhead, when he was delivered, he was killed, his soul has been merged into the Krishna's body. So Krishna's activities in Krishna book, Srila Prabhupada write, Krishna's activities is like suns. During both the time remain same temperature. But we feel different temperature. But Krishna's activities like this, neutral. Transcendental, you can say. That is why Krishna said, Janma karma chame divyam. My all the acts is transcendental. The Rajasuya Yajna performed by Yudhishthir Maharaj, the intention to perform Rajasuya Yajna behind this was that Yudhishthir Maharaj wanted to prove the supremacy of Sri Krishna. Because whenever you perform Rajasuya Yajna, all the kings from all the world, they come and they take the shelter, they surrender, they give their wealth and their helmet to Yudhishthir Maharaj. It means they accept the supremacy of Yudhishthir Maharaj. And in this Rajasuya Yajna, Yudhishthir Maharaj wanted to show that although you have accepted my supremacy, but I am accepting who is supreme. The supreme is Sri Krishna. So in Rajasuya Yajna, the scene was, every day, every minute, from the whole world, all the kings, their ministers, and their citizens also, they participated in this Rajasuya Yajna. So as usual, whomsoever comes in Rajasuya Yajna, they get feed sumptuous prasadam. So that department was given to the Bhim. And every time 1 lakh people used to sit for having prasad. And after every 1 lakh people, they finish their sumptuous food, the conch shell is going to blow. It says that in the Mahabharata, 24 hours the council was blowing. So this was, performing Rajasuya Yajna. It is gorgeously they have performed this ceremony. And Yudhishthira Maharaj has invited Vyasdeva, Bharadwaj Rishi, Samanto Rishi, Gautam Rishi, Asita, Vashita, Chwayam, Kanva, Maitreya, Kavas, Trita, Vishwamitra, Vamadeva, Sumati, Jaimini, Kruto, Paila, Parswada, Garga, Vaishyam Paranya, Atharva, Kashyapa, Dhaumya, and Parshuram, Shukracharya. And also very well known king, also Dhritarashtra, Duryodhan, even a great devotee, Vidura also invited in this. You must be knowing about Vishwamitra Muni. He was a great Kshatriya, but he heard that Vasishtha Rishi, he has a wonderful cow, Surbhi cow. Just by desiring, she produced profuse amount of whatever food or whatever requirement you have, she will fulfill. So one day Vishwamitra Rishi was in the forest and he visited Vasishtha Rishi ashram with his all the army, and he asked that I am hungry, so can you please feed us all of army? So Vasishtha Rishi said, okay, no problem. And he called his Surabhi cow and just instructed that these are the soldiers, so please feed sumptuously. So immediately from that Surabhi cows, and number of sumptuous food started coming. And Vishwamitra Rishi was astonished by seeing this performance, that how this Surabhi cow is a wonderful cow, and I am a king, so this is my property. And he told Vasishtha Muni that I want this cow. So Vasishtha Muni said, see, I am a monk, I am sages, I am performing austerity, so I need someone who can provide me milk and some food. So that's why I want to keep this cow. But Vishwamitra Rishi said, you are so arrogant. I am a king and my order is the final order, and you are refusing my order. And immediately told his all the army that kill this, please bound this Rishi with shackle. But immediately Vasishtha Rishi, for his protection, he ordered Surabhi, that Surabhi cow, please protect me. And from the Surabhi cows, all the demigods, soldiers, army came, and they finished within a moment all the Vishwamitra's Vishwamitra king, his all the army is going to finish. And he saw within a moment everything got finished. So he felt very bad that although I am king, but I do not have the power to control this Rishi. Jai Shri Shri Radharas Bihari Ji Ki Jai, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki Jai, Shri Shri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So this Vishwamitra king, lamented that although I am king, but I could not control even a single Rishi. So he has decided, let me become Brahmana. And he started performing severe austerity, and in that way he became Brahmana. Then Dhaumya Rishi, who is a kul guru of Pandava, when Pandava was in exile, that time Dhaumya Rishi told Yudhishthira Maharaj, because Yudhishthira Maharaj was a great Raj Rishi, every day 30,000 sages, gurukulis, like we have Mayapur gurukulis, the same way it is a duty of king to maintain all the gurukulis, those who studies in the gurukul. So Yudhishthira Maharaj used to maintain 30,000 students, but when he was exiled because of Kauravas, so when king was in exile, so he thought, you know, who will maintain this all students? So then Dhaumya Rishi said, you worship sun god. And with this advice, he worshipped sun god, and sun god gave Yudhishthira Maharaj Akshayapatra, where n number of amount of food will be provided. Even Kripacharya, Bhishma, and their ministers, secretaries, citizens comprising Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, well-to-do Vaishyas, and faithful Shudras all visited this ceremony. And this sacrifice arena was fully built as on the gold. Sacrifice arena was usual as a gold, fully built with the gold. And Shiva, Brahma, Indra, Gandharva, Charana, Siddhaloka, all the great personalities, they have attended this Rajshri Yajna. And also special priest has been engaged just to dictate whether all the mantra has been properly recited not. So Prabhupada write in Krishna book that because of this is very expensive matter to perform all the yajnas, that is why in Kali Yuga Hare Krishna Mahamantra is the best. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. One day one disciple came to Srila Prabhupada and he asked, Prabhupada, I am chanting from last 3 years Hare Krishna. And Prabhupada said, I am chanting from last 38 years Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, when it is recited properly, properly means without 10 offenses, we will get the same benefit of what Yudhishthira Maharaj performed Rajshri Yajna. So Rajshri Yajna, when you begin, there is a question that who will be the most important person, first puja will be offered to him. That is called Agra Puja. Who is that exalted personality? Like this Agra Puja is like an election. Like we select the president. The same way, from this arena, who is the most important person to whom we have to offer Agra Puja? So Sahadeva, he immediately stood up and he started glorifying Krishna. That why Krishna is to be offered Agra Puja. Because first is Krishna is a protector of the devotee. No one can be equal to Krishna, even a Brahma and Shiva present. And also Sahadeva said, if anybody has any objection, then please ready to face my kick. This is Sahadeva told. If anybody has any objection, including demigods, please ready to face my kick. And with this sentence only, from the heavenly planets, flower got it, shower. And he also said that why Krishna is great? Because no time, space, riches, strength, renunciation, wisdom, or any other consideration can be equal to Krishna. Even the rishis, they chanting Vedic hymns, that is also for realizing Krishna. Everything is emanating from Krishna, spiritual and material world. This is what the Sahadeva has argued, gave the argument. And also, Krishna can work anything from his any limbs of the body. Angani yasya sakalindya prithivanti. Krishna can eat with his eyes also. Krishna can kill with his hands also. Like he kills washerman. Just he touch his hands. He slaps that washerman. When Krishna was going to kill Kamsa that time in Mathura, Leela. He just touched his lotus hand and that washerman's head was chopped up. And also Krishna, his body is a transcendental. Krishna's body is not going through this birth, age, old age and disease. And also after this speech, immediately all the assembled kings and many favorable kings, they started demigods, they started saying Jai Jai Namaha Namaha. But in this time, Shishupal got very angry. And instead of become happy, Shishupal became very angry. There are many personalities present. They became very happy. But this Shishupal started blaspheming Krishna. That why Krishna, you are telling that Krishna is offered Agra Puja? Because in this assembly, there are many, many exalted personalities, Rishi, they are presented over here. So why you are ignoring them? And Shishupal gave various arguments. That what is the actual occupational duty of Krishna? Do you know anyone? What is actual occupational duty? And that is what Krishna said. Natasya karyam kanachet vidyate. Which family Krishna belonging? Is there any family he is belonging? Because Krishna born in Vasudeva family and brought in a Nanda Baba's house. So what family he has? He do not know principle of life. Devoid of all good qualities. So Krishna, indirectly he was praising that Krishna has no any quality, any material quality. Krishna is having all transcendental qualities. So in this way, Shishupal, indirectly he was blaspheming Krishna. But during this time, many of the sages, many of the king, they left the arena. Because it is said that if you hear the blaspheme of Krishna, either you should leave the assembly or you kill that person. But killing in Kali Yuga is not possible, so better to leave. Or if you can argue, it's better, best. But what happened over here, many favorable kings like Pandavas and few other Kauravas, they immediately took their sword to chop up the Shishupal head. But Shishupal was so arrogant and he was so much absorbed in just blaspheming Krishna, he was also ready to face them. But Krishna, he stopped them. Why? Because Shishupal was a relative of Krishna. And when Shishupal got birth, he has two head. So, and there was a prediction from the sky that if anyone take your sons on the laps and his one head got disappeared, then the same person is going to kill your son. So Shishupal mothers knew that this was the prophecy, this was Akashwani happened. So somehow or other Krishna took Shishupal on his lap and immediately the one head of Shishupal got destroyed. And Shishupal mother immediately requested, cried towards in front of Krishna and said, Krishna, please give me boon that you will not kill my son. Krishna said, no, I can't. Because Krishna also knows that who is Shishupal? Shishupal is a none other than his eternal associates, Jai Vijay, Shishupal and Dantavakra. So then Krishna said, okay, I will give you one boon, that his 100 offenses I will forgive. 100 offenses. So in that way, Shishupal started, you know, blaspheming Krishna. Here the word is said Tivrena. Tivrena Dhyayena Achyuta. Shishupal was so absorbed. Even when he was Ravana and Kumkaran, that time also he was so much absorbed in Krishna consciousness. But that is unfavorable. And that's what Narad Muni also said. Even we are devotee, but we are not so much absorbed like this Shishupal, Ravana, Hiranyakashipu. So in that way, Narad Muni wanted to glorify that this is what their status of Krishna consciousness. But their Krishna consciousness was not favorable. What is Krishna consciousness means? Anukulena. You have to be, think, you have to do everything with the favorable to the Krishna. In Shishupal, previous birth, he was a Hiranyakashipu. And see, such a tremendous austerity he performed to become immortal. He did 36,000 years, celestial years of austerity. That is the world record. No one can perform this kind of austerity. And because this Jay and Vijay, they were eternal associate of Krishna, four Kumar were visiting in the Vaikuntha Loka. These four Kumar, they were Brahmachari. Because Brahma, because he need to create the progeny, that is why he created different species and children. So he begat these four Kumar from his mind. And when they appeared, so Brahma said that now I am requesting you that please go and get married and beget child. But these four Kumar, they were not interested. They said, no, we don't want to go into the grahastha life. So it is said, you cannot disobey your spiritual master and your father also. Why disobey spiritual master? Because you can disobey all the instruction if you want. If you have to obey all the instruction of your spiritual master, but one instruction you can disobey. That is what, if spiritual master said you get married. But if you can't, if you object that instruction, that is a valid argument. That is what happened in Bhishma Pitama case. Parshuram, this Bhishma Pitama kidnapped Amba, Ambalika and Ambika. Amongst that, one Ambika, she told that I have already loved with someone. So Bhishma Pitama said, okay, you can go. But when he proposed, the king said, no, now I can't take you. Now I can't marry with you because I already lost you. So Ambika was so much, you know, in anger, she approached Parshuram that Bhishma Pitama is your disciple and he kidnapped me and now I want to marry with him and he said, now I also don't want you. So please tell Parshuram, your disciple Bhishma Pitama, that please get married with me. And Parshuram trying to pacify Bhishma Pitama, that please, this Ambika wanted to get married and Kshatriya cannot refuse the proposal. But then Bhishma Pitama said, it is my vow, that I have taken vow that I will not marry. And Parshuram is spiritual master. He said, because Parshuram only taught him all the weaponry, archeries, weapons. So Parshuram said, now you have to fight with me if you disobey my instruction. And Bhishma Pitama was ready. And there was a great fight between both of them. And there was no result. And personally Vyasdev came. And Vyasdev, they pacified both of them. And they said, let whatever Bhishma is right. And you can carry on, Parshuram. And in that way they, you know, Bhishma Pitama, only one instruction, disobey. Otherwise all instruction he obey. So there are important rasas. In that, one rasa is called hatred. Mausalya Lila, that is called hatred. So in Jai Vijay, they were just discussing that our Lord Master, Narayan, he is enjoying all the rasas. But are there any rasas where he also relish of fighting mellow? Mausalya, Virya Ras. Like Bhishma Pitama also was having a Virya Ras with Krishna. So they were thinking, in Vaikuntha Loka, this is Vaikuntha Loka. Vaikuntha means there is no kuntha, no anxiety. So how our master is releasing this Ras, this mellow? And because they were just talking, discussing, and Narayan was all pervading. He knew his devotee's desire. And even Krishna also wanted to fight. He also liked to fight. Even his Balya Lila, you see, even Madhu Mangal, Sridhama, they all used to fight with Krishna. And many of time Krishna also defeated. Even in when Krishna lifted Govardhan, that time, Madhu Mangal said, what you say, Krishna lifted Govardhan? No, no. When Krishna lifted Govardhan, there are many Brahmanas also under that Govardhan tree, Govardhan mountain. And they were reciting mantra. And that is why, with that mantra power, Krishna lifted Govardhan. Some have said, because Govardhan has been lifted by Madhu Mangal said, I have lifted because I had lot of laddu. And because of that strength, I hold it Krishna. And because of my strength, only Krishna hold this Govardhan. So in that way, they were relishing this mellow also. That is why Krishna devotee only can understand Krishna, not any other. This Hiranyakashipu, this Ravana, they were so inimical towards Lord Vishnu that even just by walking staircase also, they were remembering Krishna, Vishnu. As it is here said, as whatever their position, they certainly Jay and Vijay always thought of Krishna. So in all their three lives, they were always thinking of Krishna. Therefore, Lord Krishna said, Antakale cha mameva smarana muktva kalevaram. At the end of the life, if anybody remember Krishna, then he will reach the abode of Krishna. But these two associates, they were remembering Krishna. The Shishupal was blaspheming Krishna, and after his 100 offense, Lord Krishna, he threw the Sudarshan Chakra and chopped up the Shishupal head. And Shishupal's soul got merged into the Krishna's body. But they were not into the Brahman effulgence. They stayed, again reinstated their position. Otherwise, Mayavadi, those who are not favorable to Krishna, even they also remember Brahman. They don't remember Krishna, but they remember their effulgence. And they go to the effulgence. They don't go into the Vaikuntha planet. But those who are devotees, they reach their eternal abode. That is why when Putana came to kill Krishna, Krishna was only 3 months old baby. But when Krishna came, took the form of Gopi, and she has desired, what desire? To feed the milk. She has two desires, to feed the milk and to kill Krishna. But Krishna is ever said, he is equal to everyone. He never see negativity. So Krishna, he accepted Putana as his mother. And he killed also, but what destiny Krishna gave? As Dhatri. There are scriptures, there are mothers, cow mothers, then mother earth, then Rishi's wife, Gurukul, when students used to stay in Gurukul, so Guru Mata, that is also mother, then this Dhatri, who maintain, there are also mothers. So there are 7 kind of mothers, it is described in the scriptures. Even in earlier era, people used to give their daughter to those who have a cow. It is said Goru and Joru. Joru means wife and Goru means cow. People don't give his daughter to marry whom do not have Goru. Goru means cow. Unless you don't have cow, they will not give their daughter. Because why? Because they have so good thinking mentality that once child comes, mothers can feed only 6 months to 1 year's milk capacity. Feeding capacity is maximum 6 months to 1 year. But then who will feed the milk to this newborn baby? That is why they need cow. So if person do not possessing cow, so then there is no chance of getting married. So this is what our Vedic civilization, cow is so important. But unfortunately, now this so-called human civilization, they are killing cows like anything. Even cows, cow dung, cow urine is so important. If anybody has having cancer disease, if we can take cow urine, then also there is a chance of great relief. Even cow dung is to be used in sacrifice arena. So this is what the importance of cows in our life. But those who are demons, that is why Krishna's one name is Gopal. He personally, when he came here, he started worshipping cows. Unless and until we are not habituated to take care of cows, what will do in Govalok Vrindavan? Because Govalok Vrindavan, what we have to do? Just Kana, Krishna, is tending the cows whole day. So this is what when we are here, if we also take care of cows, then Krishna will be very much pleased. And this is what our goal of life, that cow killing should be stopped, and we have to take care of cows. So once Prabhupada, he told his disciple that even I don't want to come in this material world, but because Krishna told me that you go and write Bhaktivedanta Purport, then I told Krishna, no, I don't want to go this material world, because there is a hopeless case over here, because the grossest sin happen here is this cow killing and all. But Krishna said, no, you please go and write Bhaktivedanta Purport. So this is the only hope for this whole humanity. We can save just by giving them Bhaktivedanta Purport. And once Tamal Krishna Maharaj was in Mumbai, he has been some stomach liver problem, so he was in Jaslok Hospital and doctor has decided to operate him. And Prabhupada was not happy with the operation things. So when Prabhupada was on the airport, he said, "Where is Tamal Krishna? How is health?" I said, "Prabhupada, he is admitted in the Jaslok Hospital and doctor has decided to operate him." He said, no, there should not be operation. Even Prabhupada was in the hospital, he used to chant extra rounds so that doctor could not put the needles on his body, because he don't like all this. Even Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj, when he was in leaving his body, doctor said, "We need to give some injection." He said, "No." So Prabhupada immediately from airport, he rushed toward the Jaslok Hospital. Although this Jaslok turned into the Golok, because most exalted spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, he was in Jaslok. But he reached little late and Tamal Krishna Maharaj was out from operation and operation was successful. And when Tamal Krishna Maharaj came into the consciousness, Prabhupada in front of him, and Tamal Krishna Maharaj saw Srila Prabhupada and was so happy, and he told Srila Prabhupada that, "Srila Prabhupada, when I was unconscious, that time I had a dream that all the acharyas ran from Krishna, Brahma, Narada, Madhva, Shad Goswami, then Jagannath Das Babaji, Gorkosh Das Babaji, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj, they were all giving me darshan. And I saw you also. So Prabhupada, I have only one hope for this Kali Yuga, because they are connected with you. That is why they have hope to go back home, back to Godhead. Otherwise there is no hope to go back home, back to Godhead." And Prabhupada said, "Yes, you are absolutely right. Because they are connected with me. Because they are connected, they have the chance to go back home, back to Godhead. Although those who are chanting 16 rounds, maintaining four regulative principle, reading Prabhupada books, preaching Prabhupada message, they are the real follower and they are already connected with Krishna. Srila Prabhupada, why he was so glorious? Because he always liked to listen. That is what Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj said. When they doing the parikrama, Vrindavan parikrama in Radhakund, all the Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj disciple, they were just here, somewhere here. But Prabhupada was such a sincere soul, sincere disciple, that he always likes to hear. That's why Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj said, no, he will do something for this movement because he likes to preach Krishna consciousness. Even you see, Srila Prabhupada met Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj in 1922. He got initiation 1933. He wrote Back to Godhead magazine, started 1944. He 1955 he took sannyas, and 1966 he formed International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So see, this 11 years, this is the gap of 22 met Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj, 33 initiation, 42 started writing Back to Godhead magazine. Even this magazine, Prabhupada used to struggle so much for this magazine. He used to go to the tea stalls and he used to distribute this magazine. That is why when Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj wrote this daily newspaper, so even a single copy, if any devotee distribute, Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj was very happy that, oh, one single copy has distributed. Oh, he is so praiseworthy, so fortunate. He will get blessings of Krishna. So, even we do book distribution, number is not important. What important is our effort is important. Some devotees distribute good number of amount of books, but some they are trying. So Krishna is, even Prabhupada, even our whole parampara will be very much happy. Even if we give, if we try to push little bit also this message of Srila Prabhupada. And over here Yudhishthira Maharaj was such a compassionate, it is there is a verse that said, you know, para dukhi swa dukhi. Yudhishthira Maharaj, because his inquiry, this whole narration will be ahead, that how Hiranyakashipu was delivered, that will be narrated by Narad Muni. Yudhishthira Maharaj Yudhishthira Maharaj is a great devotee of Krishna, and after this Ratsu Yugya performance, Krishna supremacy got established, and Yudhishthira Maharaj requested Krishna to stay more in Hastinapur, and Krishna also stayed, but he is one of the other Dantavakra who was a king of a Kaushara kingdom. He was so angry on the Krishna that he started to take revenge on Krishna. He came with his mess and he said, you Krishna, you have killed Salva and many of my army. Now be ready to face your death. In that way he hit the mess on Krishna's chest. But there was no effect. Like just one flower petals you throw on the elephant, doesn't matter. The same way Krishna stood without any showing any pain or something, anything. And then Krishna stuck his mass to Dantavakra, and Dantavakra left his body, and his also soul got merged into the Krishna. So there are various liberation, Sayujya, Samukya, Sayujya, Sarupya, Samukya, Sasishti, Sasti. So all these various five kinds of liberation is there. But devotees, they are not interested in Sayujya, because this Sayujya Mukti is meant for Mayavadis. Even devotees are not interested in all these four liberation also. Four kind of liberation. What devotee want? Devotee want Mama Janmani Janmani Ishvare Bhavatad Bhaktir Ahetukitvai. I just wanted to serve you, Lord Krishna. That is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he saw the Kali Yuga Jiva. So that is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what he said in Sistastakam, Sistastakam is the essence. He said, na dhanam. Then what he said? Na janam. Every time he said na, because he knows, if I say na dhanam janam sundarim, then Kaliyuga people are very intelligent. He said, I don't want na dhanam, but janam sundarim give me. Because there is no na. That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu strictly, specifically described na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim. But our, His Holiness Navagendra Maharaj, he said, our ISKCON devotees, they said, ha dhanam, ha janam, ha sundarim. This is what we stuck up. Even Prabhupada said, my most of the disciples, many disciples, will go to the heavenly planet because they have material desire. But over here, devotee, they don't want any kind of liberation. But they want only to serve Lord Krishna birth after birth. So this is what now we have many chapters in this Bhagavatam. Every verse is like a nectar. Every day Prabhupada said, you know, he had made this arrangement for all of us. We can recite every day one sloka of Bhagavatam. This Bhagavatam is as good as Gayatri. Prabhupada said that Gayatri mantra reciting and reciting Bhagavatam is the same. But one thing, when you recite Bhagavatam, you will develop Krishna Prem. So this is what we can learn, we can justice from this verse, that even though enmity, they are eligible to get liberation, but we devotee, we are not inimical towards Krishna. We have love for Krishna. So what? Our destiny is waiting. Just we have to be in the process. Yesterday one of my friend, he came here and we both were there. Some discussion was going on. But unfortunately he was initiated, but he left the process. He chants only 2-3 rounds. And then I told that Prabhu, at least you can come back again and you just maintain four regulative principles and chanting 16 rounds. That will be the sufficient, no, for to reach the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. So he also said, yes, you are absolutely right. When we are both of new, and I am also seeing the transformation, how it's happening in many of devotees. So, but he said, because of my work schedule and all, I could not. But I requested him, at least you can continue to come in the temple. So in this way we can, you know, strongly, determinedly, if we perform positively, favorably, anukulena Krishnanu silanam, with favorably, if we perform Krishna's devotion, then there will be a waiting of whole Guru Parampara. They are just waiting for us to take us back home, back to Godhead, where we can serve eternally, where we can blissfully stay with Krishna and serve Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Anyone has question or comment? Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande, Hare Hare bol.